I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is apologizing now for his answer to a question about kneeling during the national anthem. KYW's Dave Uram reports Brees got a lot of backlash for his answer.
Drew Brees' initial comments to Yahoo Finance came after a question about how the NFL should now handle players kneeling during the anthem.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America.
Former Eagle and current Saint Malcolm Jenkins was one of many who weren't happy with Brees.
While the world tells you that you're not worthy, that your life doesn't matter, the last place you want to hear from are the guys that you go to war with and that you consider to be allies and to be your friends.
Jenkins said on Instagram he wasn't going to let Brees slide.
The whole country's on fire, and the first thing that you do is criticize one's peaceful protest.
Brees apologized on Instagram with a long statement that said his comments were insensitive and completely missed the mark. Brees added that he stands with the black community in the fight against systemic racial injustice and police brutality. He wrote he supports the creation of real policy change and said he's sick about the way his comments were perceived, but takes responsibility. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio.